Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, all that you have done, and all that you will do. Hallelujah.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, or parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them, as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that, no?
Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we just praise and glorify God today. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless your name. We bless your name. You're worthy. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. You're worthy of the praise. And hallelujah. We thank you for your word that says that when two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. Hallelujah. We thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. We need you as never before. Hallelujah. And we bless you. Thank you for showing up again. Amen. Thank you for your presence here again. Oh, we love you so much, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we dedicate this broadcast to you. We dedicate Get 'em Radio to you. All that is said, all that is done, all that's in our heart, we dedicate it to you right now in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, move by your spirit. Have your way. And do as only you can do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we'll all be satisfied. We thank you, Lord, for touching each and every person who's listening right now and all those who will even listen in the future, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I'm so fond of saying in the year 2055, hallelujah, when you run across this, it's just for you. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we just thank you for touching each and every person right now, even in the future, Lord. Touch our hearts, touch our families, touch our households. And we thank you, Lord God, because one touch from you, it'll do. It'll do great and awesome things. So we thank you, we bless you, and we absolutely love you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. Hallelujah. Here we are already in our second broadcast, our second Thursday night broadcast for the month of July. And we are having a super wonderful, terrific time. Our guest speaker for all of these Thursdays, and there are five Thursdays in the month of July, our guest speaker, hallelujah, is Sister Shayna Poole Jones. And wow, we are having such a great time with her. She is she's just a blessed woman of God. The Lord is using her in great ways. And it started with a table in the front yard with some with some canned goods on it, and the Lord just used it. Well, the manifestation started, but this started a long time ago when she was a child. We heard her testimony last week, and what a beautiful, beautiful testimony. I mean, you'll just have to go back and listen to it. And the way that you can listen to Sister Shayna from last week, and you can listen to all of our over 1,000 pod, glory, hallelujah, you just go on Google or any search engine like Bing, and then just put in Get'em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And Get'em, G-I-T-M, are the first letters of God in the midst. And so that's why we call it Get'em Radio. So if you, Google us, I'll just say Google, Get'em Radio. And if you put Get'em Radio Shayna, it'll take you exactly to her, you know, to all of the broadcasts. Even if you do it like 2 years from now, it'll pull up all of her broadcasts that she's on. And then, you know, you'll go into our Blog Talk Radio platform, and you'll be able to listen to her. And we have so many, like I said, over 1,000 podcasts out there. We have home churches on there, small churches, and parachurch ministries. And then the Lord began to have us to put have other people on. And so if you want to know about healthcare, how to sign up for healthcare programs, we have that. If you're buying a house and you want to know something about purchasing a home, it's on Get'em Radio. We found Christians who were doing, these things, and they came on and educated us about it. You want to know about cryptocurrency. You keep hearing about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, altcoins, all of these coins out there. You can Google Get'em Radio Crypto, and you'll be able to find out. We had, I think, about three broadcasts on cryptocurrency. If you want to know how to purchase your groceries, from your home, you can find out about, about that on Get'em Radio. So the Lord has just kind of expanded us in this way. If you're starting a ministry, you can look on Get'em Radio. If you're looking to get a 501c3, we have that information on Get'em Radio. So our desire is that we want to be your reference place, where you can get good Christian reference information And you can come to us on Get 'Em Radio, hallelujah, and find out all sorts of things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to go back to our speaker today, Sister Shayna Poole Jones. And like I said, go back and listen to the first broadcast that she did with us. It was excellent. We just had a wonderful time. And what I love about her is she's just, you can just talk to her. I mean, we you know, on Get 'Em Radio, we try not to be all formal and everything because we're people, you know. And so it's just like me and her are having a conversation, and y'all just happen to be listening. Amen. So we're going to talk for probably another 45 minutes or so and interview her. And then we're going to open up our lines at around 10 o'clock Central Time. And so you can, you know, just get ready to ask her any questions that you have, if you have any prayer requests, if you have any prophecy requests, and the Lord gives us a word for you, we'll definitely deliver it. Amen. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce to some and present to all Sister Shayna Poole Jones. Welcome, Sister Shayna.
Hello. Hi. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
How are y'all doing tonight?
Oh, you sound all chilled out now.
Yes, how you doing? How you doing tonight?
I'm
still on vacation, so I'm still relaxing.
Yeah.
I'm still down in Florida. We made it through the storms. Yeah. They had a whole bunch of storms, and we made it through the storm.
Oh,
I took a vacation to come in a storm. That's a word there. I took a vacation to enter in a storm.
That's a word.
That's a word. That's a word.
And,
go
and the word, and that you're still smiling and giggling. Come on,
yes,
somebody.
Yes, I'm still smiling and giggling. Amen. Because if you were watching the news, Lord, have mercy, the winds were blowing. Trees, or they were telling everybody to evacuate, and we were still sitting here just watching the storm. But I am feeling good. I am feeling good. How you doing?
Amen. I'm doing good, too. I'm so happy that you sound so chilled out and relaxed, even in the vacation storm.
In a vacation storm. Believe me, I actually wrote, I've been journaling a lot today, and that was the topic. That was like, whew, a lot came out of that one, because I was like, wow, I'm on vacation. But we've been 3 days watching this storm, Hurricane Elsie, coming up the coast and everything, just to stand by and the whole process. And I'm like, wow, you know, can't even go walk on the water, because usually I come down to Florida, I go to the ocean, and that's where I do all my meditation. But is basically sitting out on my mama patio and just watching the wind blow and the rain and everything. But God said, in the stillness, you know, just be still and watch the storm. And that's what I did. I watched the whole storm, and I was just being still, looking out the window, just watching.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, the wind blow, the trees blow, everything going haywire, and I'm just standing still. It was a great feeling, though. It was
Amen.
A great feeling. It was really a great feeling because, you know, I come on vacation to, relax, to, you know, kind of empty out my cup so, you know, I could be able to serve and be able to help more people. But I was in the midst of a storm when people was running to the store down here getting water and everything, and I was just standing still, like, you know, just watching, listening to the wind blowing and just looking at everything. But, you know, God is amazing. And I'm truly, truly happy that, you know, I came down doing this part, because it really helped me. Because, you know, you can release during a storm, right? You know, when you're going through a storm, you can release some of those burdens during a storm.
Amen.
You know, some
you
people feel like a storm should. Yeah, some people feel like, you know, you could shut down when you're going through something that you're supposed to shut down. The enemy wants you to go through depression and, you know, feel like your world is over and everything. But God really, you know, just like he told Peter during that storm to walk on water, as calm as it was, Peter didn't even understand. As long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, you know, the storm was nothing. You know, he's walking on peaceful water. And it was until he looked down and forgot and didn't keep his eyes focused. He didn't stay focused. So even in a storm, I had learned a long time ago, even during the storm, I learned to praise and release. Because when you're praising God, you're releasing. You're shaking off everything. You know, it's a difference between praise and worship. And when you're praising God during the storm, you letting the devil know you're not going to steal my joy. You're not going to take away my joy.
Hallelujah.
I see this storm is raging. I see what's coming towards me. I see everything around me. But I still got joy. And I still will praise him in the midst. And that's what you have to understand, because when things happen, we have to stay focused. I tell people all the time, stay focused, stay focused, stay focused, because storm is raging. Storms are raging all over. And, you know, everybody have their own different storm, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody have their own different storm. You know, it could be losing weight. That could be a storm for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get off drugs, that could be a storm for you. Trying to get your kids back, that could be a storm for you.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to figure out how you're going to pay that bill, that could be a storm for you. So it's all kind of storms out there.
Yes, yes.
But it's one thing that we have to remember, stay focused.
Stay focused.
I was reading Matthew 11:28.
Okay.
Come unto me, all ye labor and all heavy laden, and he said, I will give you rest.
Amen.
That's in his word.
That's good, yeah.
That's in his word. So when a storm is coming, you feel heavy. You feel like you can't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you keep your eyes on him, he will give you that rest.
Amen.
But okay, that was just that's my little feel about this storm down here. So while the hurricane was raging,
hallelujah.
That's what I was thinking.
You know you have relationship with the Lord when you can just look at a storm and get you a word. Hallelujah. And he's speaking. And so thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us. And we praise God that all is well, even in the storm. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So let's talk about you. And we want to spend today. Let me go back a second. I was thinking, this is so cool to be able to talk to you. We're not in a hurry. You know, we have some more weeks that we can talk some more, so we're not in a hurry. So we get to experience Sister Shayna. Amen. We're not just doing an interview. We get to experience the God in you, and that is such a blessing. So let's go and let's talk about how the Lord started this ministry. Now, which one came first? The keep pushing, or the grab and go?
The keep pushing came first.
Okay,
keep
so
pushing.
Let's start with keep pushing. So what happened with that? How did the Lord get that started?
Well, so I used to run an LLC called One Stop. One Stop was a marketing consulting business that I had started doing because I had always wanted to help people that with small business, help them start up their companies, help with the business proposal, help them fill out the paperwork, go through the whole channel is building their business. So I did One Stop for a long time. I did One Stop for about 5 years. And during that part of One Stop, every time I made some money, I always went to the streets, did something for the unhoused. I have other friends and other family members who work in the unhoused, like the shelters and everything. So I always caught myself donating. I always do an 80-20 rule in my financial budget, like 10% for me, 10% for God. And so I always caught myself budgeting out and giving back in to his people. And so it was like every weekend I did something. When I was in North Carolina, I partnered up with other agencies if we would go out and feed the homeless, if we go, you know, buy a whole bunch of clothes, take care of the people in the shelter, meet their needs. I always find myself as the resource person. So I always try to go and find out how can I be more helpful. And I want to be not just a drive-by, not just see a person and they say they're hungry. I want to be able to feed the person, but also make sure I could try. Because I say the word try because people have to be ready, and I could try to curve and that cycle don't continue. And so I wanted to make sure I was able to give the people that came in my pathway the information and stick with them, you know, become their little mentor or whatever, and know that they have somebody beside them as they are going through their journey. And so when I came to St. Louis in 2017, I came to St. Louis, and I rode downtown because first thing I wanted to see was the arch. And I rode downtown, and I noticed it was a lot of homeless people. So I had to figure out how I was going to, you know, help here, how I was going to connect. And first thing I did was March of 2019, I went to the mayor's office, and I introduced myself, told them I had a vision. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to do a family reunion for the homeless. And I wanted downtown. I envisioned me having a whole street party, block off the roads, and this is what I wanted to do. And it was amazing. They looked at me crazy because they didn't know who I was, but they put me on the right track when I met Ms. Valerie Russell, who is the Director of Human Service for the city. And I sat down with her. I gave her my plan, and it came past October the 18th, 2019, at 1520 Market Street. We took over that whole building, and I brought out 30 agencies. I brought out DJ, the barbecue, the whole shopping center, everything. And that day I realized if I could do that in 6 months and help, we helped probably, I think the number that day was like 300-some unhoused. People we got off the street, people we got in shelters, they got their hair done, got showers, they got resources, they got medical screening, counseling, new shoes, clothing, new this. It was awesome. And at that time, I was like, okay, God, you know, I did something. But, you know, at that time, it was like I went back to work. I was still working my full-time job, and I was back at work, and God, you know, he was like, if you really want to do something, I need you to be 100% in. And I'm like, okay, I hear you, but I got to work. You know, back to what I say, you got to stay focused. My focus back then was working and making sure my bills, making sure that's a key word, I could pay my bills, making sure I could take care of me, making sure I, you know, could provide for me, making sure I. See, that's why I always use the word focus. Because I wasn't focused on what he was telling me. I wasn't focused on what he was trying to show me. I was focused on I did it. Mm-hmm. That was my bitch struggle. I take all the credit. I did it. That's why now when people ask me something like, oh, how you doing? I look up. Because I don't do nothing. I just be used. That's all I could do right now. And so when God told me, the first time to quit my job, I was like, nope. He told me the second time, like, nope. The third time, I actually caught myself over in St. Clair Hospital in Fenton, Missouri, because I passed out at work. Mm. And the doctor said, oh, you can't go back to work. I'm like, nope. You go back, you're going to die. I was like, oh, God, here we go. So once again, I'm still not focused. I was still like, well, I got to figure it out. I got to do something. And the crazy about it, I applied for disability and everything. It was just a no, 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 no. I was like, okay, God, I can't. They won't give me disability. I got to work. I got to do it. But then I went to work, and you get that manager calling you in the office and say, hey, Shannon, we need to talk. You are a liability for our company. What? How am I a liability? How am I a liability? your medical health. We understand we love you too much. We just don't want to take the chance something else happening to you. So we got to let you go. What?
Hold wow.
on. You going to let me go? I'm a liability. You going to let me go? And that was in October. So at that time, you know, a lot going on. I'm like, okay, God, what are we going to do next? Oh, he's like, oh, you want to talk to me now? you want to say, it's a we thing now? It's a we? Oh, okay. Okay, we're going to keep pushing. I heard it clear as day. We're going to keep pushing.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to keep pushing? I don't got no job. I'm trying to figure out what's the next step. You know, we get into that part where we want things microwave, like quick. Just go put in the microwave, press the button, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, God was putting me in a crock pot. You know, I'm country, so God was putting me in a crock pot. And he put me on the low. He didn't put me on high. He put me on low. Because he had to do a lot of talking and dealing with some stuff because I couldn't do what he wanted me to do with the mindset I was in.
Mm-hmm.
So the day he told me three times, keep pushing, I caught myself going downtown to the Secretary of State office, and I said, I need to start a nonprofit. The lady said, what's the name? I said, keep pushing. She said, oh, just go online and, you know. I said, well, I have business already. She said, oh, this is all you need to do. And I said, okay. Pay my money. I said, what's next, God? I swear for 2 months I didn't hear nothing. Mm-hmm. October went by. November went by. People was calling me. I was still out there helping people and everything, but I didn't have no clue what I was doing with this nonprofit. I got the name. I didn't have no clue. Nothing. January came along. I'm still just out here. Just okay. I'm just out here serving. I'm just out here serving, God. I'm just out here serving. Just out here serving. February came along. I'm still out here serving. What's this COVID coming up? What's going on? What now we got the news, COVID. World about to be shut down. What's really going on, Lord? Hold up. You just told me do another part. Hold up, God. What's going on? March come. Oh, it's my birthday month. Okay, God going to bless me this month. Okay, COVID's here. Okay, we're going to make it. First phone call, your aunt's sick. She's in the hospital. First case. Okay, we're going to pray. Within 24 hours, another phone call. Your uncle in the hospital. He got COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, God, what's really going on? What's really going on? Got to keep pushing. I hear you, God. I did the paperwork. I got the nonprofit. No, you got to keep pushing. Birthday come, talking to everybody. Everybody's happy. 24 hours later, your cousin in the hospital. He didn't make it. 48 hours later, the other cousin. She didn't make it. What's up, God? Hold up. Hold up. Slow roll. Help me understand what's going on. But you got to keep pushing. That's all he kept saying. You got to keep pushing. It was so clear. You got to keep pushing. Well, God, you told me to keep pushing 6-7 months ago. I did the paperwork. I got the nonprofit. I got the name. I heard you keep pushing. I got it. But I'm talking about right now, God, my heart's breaking. Something ain't right. I'm losing people, God. The world, don't you see what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
My world is crumbling. So, the school up the street, Maplewood, a 15-year-old girl, they said, no lunches today. Our workers caught COVID. No lunches today. He said, what are we going to eat? What are the kids going to eat, Ma? I was like, well, let's go make some some sandwiches. And we actually got some sandwiches, brown paper bags, made some sandwiches, put some apples and oranges. I call up there to the city of Maplewood, call everywhere and say, hey, can you let people know that we got sandwiches, apples and oranges down here for the kids? One little table, 4 feet. Only thing they got to do is grab and go. That's it. We made posters, grab and go. We in this together. That was the first day, April the 3rd. At this point, I'm at 6 people gone in my family. We in this together. Grab and go. There's a table out in front of my house. Are you sure you want to do this? Are you open up your house, your yard, to strangers, everything? Hey, he said, put the table out. 1 week went by. We started getting knocks at the door. Do you have sugar? Do you have mashed potatoes? Do you have this? So I looked at said, hey, let's clean out the cabinets. Let's start putting canned goods out there. Let's start putting meals out there so people could eat. Start posting. One table went to 4 feet, went to 6 feet. One 6 feet table went to 2 6-feet tables. Hey, do you have any tissue? Do you have any shampoo? Do you have any toothpaste? Do you have any toothbrushes? Hey, go downstairs. Let's get all the outreach stuff. Let's put it on the table. Hey, can we donate? Can we help? Sure. Now we up to 8 people. The word don't got around. How is she out there serving her community? And we know for a fact 8 of her family members have died in less than 60 days. God said, you got to keep pushing. It took me a long time to realize that he was preparing me 6 months ahead of time because he knew what I was about to experience. Keep pushing wasn't just a name that just fell out the sky. Keep pushing became my life. Because every morning I got up, I had to look him in the mirror, and I had to say to those two words, Shayna, you got to keep pushing. Shayna, you got to keep pushing. When I was laying in the bed crying, didn't want to get out, my partner, my kids, hey, come on, got to keep pushing, let's go. I think keep pushing gets said probably 100 times in my house, because when I go in my pit because I want to waddle, keep pushing is what everybody, people will leave me a note and say, keep pushing. It became naturally known where everybody around the world would text me or send me notes. Thank you. You showed me how to keep pushing. And I didn't realize how powerful the words was.
Yes.
So keep pushing was formed first. Grab and go was the service. Grab and go was the service of God, serving his community, serving his people. Because I didn't know the limit. It wasn't me. I didn't have nothing to do with it. I just prepared the table.
Hallelujah.
I just prepared the table. And I invited people to the table.
Thank you, Lord.
I gave the people the safe haven during a crisis. They saw me broken. They saw me hurt. They saw me. A lot of people came to my yard. They saw me in tears because mostly every day I serve the table, I be serving, but I be crying because I was so grief. So they saw the real. But they also saw the light. They saw the love I push. They also, I told, I think it was Fox 2, I told them. It was in the article. I'm broken. They broken because we all trying to figure out this. But two broken pieces make one heart. We whole again. And that's just like his word says, if two or more gather in my name. So
yes.
We have, the grab and go was born. Keep pushing. It's the head. Because that's the reminder. That's where my focus. That's where I have to stay focused. Everything underneath is just what we serve to our community. And it's what keep me driving to help serve the community. The crazy part about it is keep pushing as a 501c3 nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
But God is a ministry. We don't have any grants. We don't have state funding for, it's been, what's this, July? It's been 15 months, and we have not skipped a beat. All
Amen.
From the community love, all from my 401k, my savings. But the most part about it, he has provided.
Yes.
Not one day have that table went where we could not open.
Mm-hmm.
We started with serving 25 people a week. We went up to 100. We went up to 200. Now we all the way up to serving close to 600 a week. And we're serving our whole community. And when I say our whole community, I'm going all the way to Belleville, Illinois, all the way up to Jefferson County.
Mm.
I'm going all the way to California, to Georgia, to Texas, to New York, to all the way. Our donors are all the way around the world. But
Hallelujah.
They sow into keep pushing because of the purpose, not the mission. It's the purpose and the promise that God put over keep pushing. But through this whole journey, he's teaching me to keep focused, to stay focused. And we'll get deeper in that one because that's on the struggle talk. But he's keeping me to stay focused because it's not about me.
Amen. Amen. So now, I mean, one of the questions that I have is, I want to say just a little something. When you started talking about how the Lord told you to quit the job, that resonated with me big time, because back in 1999, the Lord started telling me that I was going to come off my job, and the job was making pretty close to six figures, and with bonuses, it was, you know, up to six figures. And so he said, you know, you're going to be leaving here. And I did not know, you know, how to sustain myself. And he said, you know, and when you leave here, you can't go get a job. And you won't be going home to your mama. You know, back in 1999. And my family, you know, loved me, and they, you know, they knew I was hearing from the Lord and everything. And I remember one of my brothers was saying, oh, you can come down here and stay with us in Alabama. You know, no problem. We got the prophet's room. And, you know, and the Lord said, no, you won't be going there. And friends in town in New Jersey, you can come and stay with us. And the Lord said, no, you won't be staying there. And so it was like, well, what? So in your, you know, you went to the hospital and then they ended up letting you go from the job. And I had prayed. I said, well, Lord, okay, if I'm going please don't let me go in disgrace. You know, like, you know, they see something or something like that. So I was going through all that with him. And what ended up happening was we got a new president for the company. And the president looked at the part of business that I was doing, and that, not me personally, but the whole section. Like, he looked at a chart, and he said, we're going to cut this whole section off of this chart. All of these people, they need to find another job in the company or they can leave. And so that was, you know, that was the exit. And so, make a beautiful story short, I went into full-time ministry. The Lord told me that I could not even get unemployment. Don't even do that. And because I went... All of us from that company went to the unemployment office, and I'm sitting there. It was three questions that you had to answer to get unemployment. I can't remember the other two, but one of the questions was, will you go look for a job every week and report to us what you look for? And I went to the lady. I said, well, you know, the Lord said that I can't go look for a job. She said, well, then I think you better leave. Everybody else is sitting up filling out their paperwork, and I'm standing on the street. So I went on out. So a beautiful story short is that the Lord sustained me for 17 years without a check, without a paycheck coming to me for 17 years. And then and when I say 17 years, after 17 years, I was old enough to get on Social Security. And so, but in the 17 years, I did not miss a meal unless I was fasting. I always had a place to stay except for, I think it was 2 days that I just needed to hear from him. I didn't want to hear nobody else's voice, so I slept in my car. Thank God I had a car, because after that I didn't have one. And so I slept in the Walmart parking lot for a couple of nights. But that was just because I really wanted to hear from him, because everybody would say, come, Kenzie, come over there. And so, but... 17 years, and I'm telling you, he took care of his child. He really took care of me. And the places where he had me to live, for 5 years I lived with a friend of mine. I really didn't know her that well. She wasn't one of the friends that said, come and stay with me, but that was where God, with her was where God wanted me to be. And I was with her for 5 years, and she was like my sister, and she still is today. And so it's been an awesome journey. Now to trace it and say all that God did during that time, all I know is God did it. And he did
he
it.
Did
well,
it.
Oh, let me tell you, I traveled. I went to Jamaica.
Wow.
I was so. And this,
wow.
And I'm get back on you in just a second, but
I'm
telling you, he did great and awesome things, you know, during that time. And I'll go back and say, in the late 1990s, he said, you got to sow seed. He said, I need you to sow some seed, because I need your garden, you know, to grow well, because that's what you're going to be eating off of later. So I was sustained by my son. And then I look at you and what he had you doing. You were giving, you know, you were giving to people. You know, he had you to put that, put the reunion together, you know, in October of 2019. I mean, that was something that was like unheard of. And so, you were sowing some serious seed. for people who were homeless, and I can see now how God is sustaining you, you know, even during this time. And one of my questions, and I can almost hear people asking the question, is how are you being sustained now? We know it's God. But, and you live in a house, and you have a son, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you. I'm still saying it's God. I'm still saying it's God.
Yeah.
And I can't. I'm still saying it's God because I don't have no income that government or anything could trace.
Uh-huh.
All I have is my nonprofit. So
Amen.
If I pay myself, that means I made enough to take a salary.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it's me learning how to budget in my early age and have a savings account that keeps me afloat. And me having family that loves me and know what I'm doing, and they keep me afloat. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I can't say nothing. And that's the crazy part, because we have so many people that will walk in the yard, people on Facebook, Instagram, wherever, they always see me that mess. They be like, how are you doing this? How is this possible? And I keep looking at it, and they look at me crazy because I can't give them no others but saying, but God. I can't say, oh, we got this sponsor, we got that sponsor, or we got this big company drop. I cannot say that.
Mm-hmm.
On last year I got a phone call. I want to say it's around about Thanksgiving time. I want to say it was Thanksgiving. And the people say they was calling from Joyce Myers. I was like, okay, who's trying to scam me? And they was like, no, Joyce Myers heard what you was doing, and they have an office in St. Louis, and Pastor Tony was like, no, we really want to sow into you. And I'm looking like, okay, you joking, you know, okay. Joyce Myers, listen, I don't read a lot of her books, Battlefield of Mind and everything. I have been studying her back when I was in the pit of pitness. And, you know, I know who Joyce Meyer, but, you know, what would Joyce Meyer want to sow into me for? And it'd be so funny because that you say that, because I had to understand something. My bishop used to always say, we sowing seeds that might never produce nothing to 5 or 6, 7, 8, 20 years later. And you don't know what kind of seed that you have sowed, and you'll never know when it's time for it to harvest.
Mm-hmm.
And so back then, when I was reading Joyce Meyer's books and, you know, sending my money there and tithing, and, you know, because she was blessing me, you know, they always say when somebody bless you, you know, sow into them. You know, it don't have to be money all the time, but just sow, let them know that it bless you. And so when she called and I got that phone call, I was like, wow. But at the same time, God always say, stay focused. Even when I'm on ABC, CNN, he says, stay focused. So everybody be like, oh, you are this. I be like, it's nothing but God. I don't take credit because he have not told me that, you know, this is the big stage. You need to, you know, stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
It's like every day I feel like I still have people watching what I'm going through, watching my life, watching how we, you know what I'm saying? And he's using me to help others because we have helped others.
Yes.
We have helped lots of families, not just with food, not just with hygiene, not just with clean, not with just paying a bill. We have helped so many that was having mental breakdown.
Mm.
A lot of people have came in my yard ready to commit suicide.
Mm.
And a year later, they come back and let me know, just because I took the wrong turn and stopped by your house, I'm still here.
Hallelujah.
So it goes deeper than just feeding food. It goes deeper than just giving them hygiene and cleaning stuff. It's deeper because it's a ministry that God has put me in to be able to serve, completely holy, serve his people. How do I sustain? I sustain because I have some praying elders, have some praying aunties, mothers, uncles that keep me covered. I sustain because I have praying friends that keep me calm, that talk to me. When I get heavy, I have people I could talk and release so I won't have to carry. I sustain because I learned long time ago, this battle is not mine.
Amen.
I sustain because I know I have a purpose, and he have a promise he gave me. So I don't focus on how I was going to make it day to day like I did 2 years ago. I focus on how do he need to use me? Where do I need to be used? Who do I need to help today? I wake up in prayer. Even when I set up the grab-and-go table, a lot of people are like, "Ooh, your table looks so pretty." It takes me 2.5 hours to set that table up because I like to pray over it. Because I never know who's going to enter in my yard. I never know who might see that table. I never know who life might be changed. And some people look at me crazy. Because they're like, "But you run it." Listen. I have a calling. And I have a mission.
Yes.
But my God have a promise over my life. In this season, I'm being the servant. I recognize what season I'm in. So that's why I go hard. That's why I push myself to the limit. That's why driving, picking up boxes, unloading boxes, trash. That's why I run 7 days a week. That's why you could call me at midnight, I answer the phone. That's why I get out my bed and travel an hour away. That's why, because it's not about me.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I'm going to say this again. You can't get this from a 15-minute interview. Excuse me, somebody. Amen. You need to sit with somebody for 3, 4, 5 days. Amen. Hallelujah. So there's so much more that we're going to hear from you. We're going to hear more on next week. Where you can talk about, some more beginnings of this and begin to say, some more things that are going on right now, because a lot is going on even right now. So so we'll come back to that next week. And, I want to hear about some of these classes and things that I'm seeing on the Internet. That you have people signing up for, and what kind of help the Lord has sent to help you go through this as well, because I know he sent you help. And I'm glad to hear about Joyce Meyer. This is my first time hearing about Joyce Meyer contacting, but that sounds like something that she would do. So,
yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Now before we open up the lines, which we want to do that in a few moments here, what we want to do is tell people how they can donate, how they can sow seeds, and I want to say into you personally and into the ministry. Amen. Because sowing into you is important as well,
is sowing into keep pushing and grab and go. So how can people sow and how can people donate?
So if you want to sow into me, you could always sow into me through Cash App. And that's just Cash App, the dollar sign, Miss, M-S, Poole, P-O-O-L-E, Jones, J-O-N-E-S, Miss Poole Jones. You can send a Cash App there. If you would like to sow into Keep Pushing, you could Cash App, dollar sign, Keep Pushing, Inc., all one word, and that's K-E-E-P-P-U-S-H-I-N-G-I-N-C, Keep Pushing, Inc. You could also just go to the website, www.keeppushinginc.org, and you could go there look, and you could see all that we have going on. You could look at all the news clippings and everything. But it's a wonderful button at the top right corner that says donate. And you can make your pledge there, donate there, and sew into the grab-and-go table. And always, if you are not local, you could always dial 314-390-5225, and we could help you and direct you if you want to do any other type of donation besides monetary.
Okay. Okay. So by going to the www.keeppushinginc.org, they can get to the grab and go.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Because we still have a grab and go GoFund account that we've been running for 16 months.
Okay. So a GoFundMe account for grab and go?
Yes, ma'am. GoFundMe account, grab and go.
Okay. Amen. All right. All right. That's wonderful. So I'm going to open up the lines, but before I open them up, I want you to pray. You know, I always want you to pray. And I want you to pray for those people who need to push and that they will keep pushing. Even when God asks us to do things, it seems like it's impossible. How can we do this? But that to keep that focus and to keep pushing.
Okay. Heavenly Father, as always, you know, I have to say thank you. We have to say thank you. We thank you for everything that you have done. We thank you for every trial and tribulation. We thank you for just uplifting us when we need to be uplifted. I want to personally thank you for the storm that you have physically brought in the last 3 days here because it gave me clarity. It gave me understanding to see the promised land, to see what you have for me, to see what I need to do, but also show me that I could keep my eyes on you. Lord, keep using me. Use me as your vessel to help those around, help your children, help your people. Because there's somebody out there that's still trying to learn how to keep pushing. They're still trying to figure out how to push through this storm. The storm of depression, the storm of understanding, the storm of uncomfortable, the storm of financial stress, the storm of eviction, the storm of losing a family member, the storm of grief, the storm of cancer, the storm of diabetes. Lord, use us to be an example that we could keep pushing during these times of the storm. You said if we keep our eyes on you, we will reap. And so, Lord, I ask you tonight just to send out your comfort angels to my brothers and sisters. Let them know they are not fighting this storm alone. We are out here. We are out here standing in a gap for them. We are praying for them. We are sending love, kindness, hope. And I just ask that you just keep me strong. Because, Lord, you know I get weak. I have my own struggles. But I stay keeping my eyes on you. For my sisters and brothers that listen to me, that will listen to this podcast, just know you have the power within you to keep pushing. Don't let the enemy come and deter you. The battle has been won. It's the season to keep pushing. Lord, like I always say, from my house to your house, I love you. From my house to your house, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Bless everyone that's listening. Overflow into their home. Give them the strength they need. When the sun rises in the morning, let them wake up with a smile, knowing that you are there. Lord, I thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep pushing. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to open the lines now. I see that several of you have pressed your number one key. If any of you, you know, you want to just encourage the woman of God, press your number one key. You have a prayer request, a prophecy request, press your number one key because we're opening up the lines now. We're going to start, as usual, with Pastor Mom. Praise God. She's doing well. She's resting. Pastor Mom? Pastor Mom?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Welcome, Pastor Mom.
Thank you so much. I enjoy listening to the lady talking about all the good things she did and everything. And that's a wonderful thing to get done. And
you know, Pastor Mom is 88 years young, and
wow.
10 o'clock is now, and she's laying in the bed, okay? But she always supports, and we praise God for her. So I'm going to always ask people to pray for Pastor Mom, so if you just pray for her.
Thanks so much.
So, Sister Shana?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, before we close Pastor Mom's line, can you pray for her, please?
Yes. Heavenly Father, right now I want you to reach your arms out and wrap around Pastor Mom right now, Lord. I ask that you send healing grace to her. I ask that you touch her from her head to her toe, Lord. Lord, give her the strength that she needs within and let her know that you will always be there. You have not left her. You have not forsaken her, Lord. Whatever season this is right now for Pastor Mom, she's 88 years old, Lord, and she is still kicking. She has the strength in her lungs to speak out, to proclaim the love that she has for you. She has the strength in her arms to reach up, and she has the strength in her legs to stand. And, Lord, we just ask right now that you just strengthen and healing. Your will be done, Lord, because we know that you could do it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so
much. Yes, ma'am.
I love you very much.
Love you too.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Have a blessed night. Amen. You said some key things when you prayed that prayer about being able to, her arms being able to reach up and her legs being able to walk. Praise God and strength.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. That was a Holy Ghost prayer right there. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to open the line now for Pastor Catherine, and then we have Pastor Price. Anyone else? You can press your number one key. I'm seeing people. I'm just going to do a quick shout-out for those phone numbers that I know. We have Sister Joanne from New Jersey, Reverend Trevor from California, Minister Elaine from North Carolina, Minister Rachel from New Jersey, and we from our St. Louis people that I know their number. Is Sister Debbie and Minister Carrie. Hallelujah. Amen. So if any of you all want to say anything, press your number one key. Encourage the woman of God. We're going to open the line for Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise the Lord.
Welcome, Pastor Catherine.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I hear you well. Yes.
Okay. Well, I just praise the Lord for tonight, and I first of all just want to say my hats go off to you, Apostle, for tonight, because I know you had to do a whole lot for this show. Just as Sister Dana, she and your testimony is kind of almost similar a little here, but I thank the Lord for you just keep on pressing through. I know you had a lot to do with Mom tonight because I wasn't there. But I thank God also for you. And I thank the Lord for also for you, for God just sending you to places where I know that the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding you, even down through Brentwood and Maplewood over there. And to just find somebody like a minister, I'm sorry, I forgot your name. Dana, thank you.
That's a divine
connection, I tell you, God. And yes. I mean, you didn't know anything about her. What a divine connection! And God has His hand on you, minister. I'm gonna just say Pooh. I can remember that well. God has His hand on you, and I just praise God. You've been very instrumental. I mean, it was something that even touched my heart today. Just keep on pushing. No matter what, keep on pushing. Praise God. There are some areas you know where God has placed you in. You said just keep on pushing. I just want to say thank you so much for your testimony. And I know that you have ministered to a lot of people on tonight. And even in, not just tonight, but even as those testimonies go out through the airways in the near future, it might be years from now, that someone need to come back and just hear that. But I pray that God bless you. And I know that sometimes the type of ministry that you have, sometimes it's a lonely road. But I know that God will keep you as He has always kept you, and He won't leave you and He will not forsake you, and that He's going to always be right there with you. And that now that we know you, you'll always be in our prayers. And so I just want to tell you thank you so much. May God bless you, and may He continue to use you for His glory. I know many times you miss home, but I know God is going to, there are people that are waiting for you. They're waiting for you, and I just want to say thank you so much for how He has used you in the community. So God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine.
You're welcome.
Have a blessed night. And Pastor Catherine is my sister. Amen. And Pastor Price, who you're about to talk to, she's my sister as well. My Pastor Mom got a bunch of pastors, okay? Okay. Pastor Price, welcome.
Oh, well, thank you so much. God bless you tonight. I want to say to Pastor Mom, I love you, Mom, and thank God for hearing you again tonight on the radio. And I thank God for you, Apostle, and all of the saints in their respective places. And Minister Arsena, I thank God for you and for that word tonight. God will always give a confirming word for our lives. And that's what he's done through you tonight in my life. I thank God for you. I think about what Apostle had been through in her life, and she knows my story also and some of my story. And I thank God. I was, Minister Shane, I was working after I'd been called to the ministry. I was called to the ministry in March of 1980, and I was in attending college at the time. And the Lord was leading me to stop college and to stop doing what, you know, to go in on a job. And I was used to going to work. I would work as for a nurse's registry, and I could, you know, almost get the hours that I wanted to be able, and they gave good money at the time, and I wanted to work. And then at that time, my husband, he had been a gambler. He was a gambler for many years. He stopped completely gambling in 1999. And then the Lord told me, said, "You're feeding the horses." I was so hurt when God told me that. I said, what you mean I'm feeding the horses? He said, the more money you go and you go to try to make, it's going to let him take the money that he has to feed the horses. And that's what you're doing. You're feeding the horses. And so I was just hurt by that. So I went to work. I remember he kept telling me, I want you to come off of school. I want you to come off of the job. And I went to work one night at a hospital called California Hospital. I lived in Los Angeles. And a lady had passed away, and it was over the Easter weekend. And during that time, there was nobody who could take the bodies down to the morgue. And I had to get ready to pack the lady up to take her down to the morgue. In the midst of it, I was sick, too. I had something that was going on with my body, and I wasn't feeling well at the time. And so we had another nurse and I, we packed her body up, and you have to kind of wrap them up and everything and wrap things around them and to get them ready to go down at that time for the morgue to be in the refrigeration. And as I was taking her down there and we were going, and as we got down there, all I could see was like her stomach seemed to be going up and down, up and down. And I heard these words, if you don't come off this job, if you don't come off this job tonight, you're going to be like this woman. Scared me so bad. And I stopped the job that night. And did not go on, you know, stop working at that time. But over the years, the time went on, and I had another daughter. And during that time, I would get pressure about money in the spirit. At that time, it was hard for us to get toilet paper. That's when my husband gambled at the time. Gambling is a rough thing. And sometimes we didn't have toilet paper. He would tell me, if you want to wipe your behind, go get some newspaper or get a magazine. I've never done that before. I said, I've never done it. He said, well, he was raised in the country. He said, we used to use leaves or Sears Roebuck book. And I said, well, I've never done that. And so I would get under pressure in my own stuff, in my own mind, let my own mind and heart get under pressure. And I remember going to work. I remember going on a job. And my son was my supervisor on my job at Kmart. I worked as a cashier, and one of my sons was my supervisor. He was a good supervisor, too. And on that job, I got sicker and sicker working on the job. Sometimes I felt like I was having a stroke while I was working on that job. I thought it was because at that time it was a full-service Kmart that served meat as well as clothes and food. And I thought maybe some of the meat and stuff was getting on me, and it was causing me to have, you know, these stroke-like symptoms. But God began, on my way to work, God said, I'm telling you again, come off that job. Now remember, this is the second time he even told me to come off the job. And I waited a few years, you know, several years. And then I went one more time on a job. I got a job, and I worked on that job and had to do computer work, and they offered me a better salary than what I had to stay. And I wanted to have a birthday party for my daughter. And again, the Lord said to me, I told you to come off that job, to come He said, now you've gotten yourself hooked up with people that you would never have been hooked up with. You're in friendships with people that you would have never been hooked up because you had no business coming on this job. And he said, I told you to come off. And when he said, I'm not going to tell you no more, I told you to come off. And I came on off that job and went on. And like I said, in 1999, my husband stopped playing horses. And God gave us some peace and rest, even in the financial area. Even though he was retired, he got more money off work than he did on. And when I began to get Social Security, mine was only maybe about a fourth or a fifth of what he got per month. And then when he passed away, right before Christmas this year, Minister Shana, when my husband passed away, there we were, and immediately they shut down all of his accounts. And I didn't even know how, with the little money I had, I didn't even know how I was going to pay rent at the beginning of the month. And I remember I was talking to the Lord and going to the Lord about this and saying, Lord, I need your help. I need to know what to do. And the Lord would tell me, be at peace. I want to be at rest. And then I called the manager. I didn't even want to tell him that my husband had passed away, the management of the company here where we live at. I didn't even want to tell them that. But I told him I wanted to make a meeting with the lady. I said, the manager, I said, I need to have a meeting. I didn't tell her. I just said, I want to meet with you. And she made an appointment for me to come in to be able to talk to her, even though it was kind of pandemic times at the beginning of the year. But by the next day, God had provided everything we needed for the rent. He provided for us to be able, and during these last 6 months, the Lord has been providing. He did some supernatural things. I'm saying this for a reason, and I know there are other people who want to talk, but I'm telling you, Minister Shana, in my heart, I'm in tears because I know that God is ministering to my heart through you. Then by the 6 months, we went on a trip, a big vacation. My children sent for us, and they sent for us to come, and they paid all the expenses for us to come. Now, we didn't tell them. We still had not said to them what our situation was like financially. But we went on, and they didn't ask us either, so I didn't say nothing. We didn't say anything. And when we got back from the trip, some things were in place that were – he made a certain amount of money. I get a certain amount now because of him, but not nearly as much as what he had. And because of that, our bills and things were much more than what we get per month. And still, my first choice was to take out tithes and free will offerings, you know, to be able to worship the Lord with our tithes and free will offerings. And that's what I had done, and I had them allocated for certain places, even at the beginning. You know, when they come out every month. And so then I began to get kind of like a worrisome spirit began to try to come up on me. And I said, oh, Lord, I know I've not talked to you about working on a job, Lord. I know I've not talked to you about working on a job, but you know I'm willing to work, Daddy. I said, Daddy, you know I'm willing to go on a job. I'm willing to work, Daddy. And because he had called me into full-time ministry, he also had me to write several books. I've written several books, and he's been telling me to get those books out. My husband had told me before he passed, he said, Helen, that's where your blessing is going to be. It's going to be in those books. And so I didn't have for the books, they were made back in the 90s, and I didn't have the recording of it, or the thing that you have it on that you could just work it. I have to retype everything. I have to retype it all back out. To get it out. And so there I was, and the Lord said, that is not even an option for you. He said, going on a job is not even an option for you. He said, just go on and begin to do for the book. Well, one of the books the Lord had given me, I've been looking to see what the cover of the book would be like. What would the cover of the book be like? And it never would come to me. It just wouldn't. Before, when God tells me something, he'll show me what the book will look like, and he'll give me the vision for it. But this time, the book is written, but the cover just wouldn't come to me. And then the Lord had, I went to sleep on that night when I talked to him about where the finances and things were concerned. And in my sleep, as I came out of it, the Lord showed me the vision for the book and showed me the cover. And I've already now, by the Spirit of God and through his help, been able to put the cover of the jacket and the book and the cover of the book together. And so what he's saying to me, he said, take it one day at a time now. You trust me. One of the greatest things I love to do is to give. I love to give. That's most of the time, a lot of what I give out. But then I began to get so I didn't even have a lot of seeds to sow. And my seeds began to look like they were drying up. Now, I've been given, but it looked like my seeds were drying up. And that looked like that got me more upset than anything, that I could not give like I would want to give. But then he said, I'll give you seed to sow. I'll give you bread to eat. So what he's been doing now, it may look like it's a dribble to somebody else. But for me, it's a great blessing. Maybe it's once a day. He'll have somebody, he touched somebody's heart. You send a little something, take the tithes and offering out of that, and then go on to do what God said to do. And even out of that, feel God has used me in there. But what your testimony is that when I see what there are others. See, when I was coming up, a lot of times, I didn't hear a lot of people's testimony like yours. I didn't know nobody like that had gone through what God had told me to go through, that you know, that he didn't want me to go on a job. He wanted me to trust him in full-time ministry. And I've seen him be faithful with me. And then this is the last thing, Apostle, and I will stop. I went to school, and now it's been 50-some years ago, to be a lab technician. And in school, God had blessed me to make A's and B's and in school. I was real good at the theory of the faith, of doing the theory, of taking tests. I could take the test, you know, a test. But in the lab, when you're a lab technician, you have what they call theory and you have practical. You got to do good on the test, you know, and I would make all A's and one B throughout my whole time in there, but not on the practical. That's when you had to go and actually run the test or do the test. Like you have to do somebody's EKG or you have to take to take their blood, and you had to make sure that the needle was bevel edged up and how you would take it, or when we would do people's blood groupings and just all kind of tests that we were taking. But I didn't do so good on the practical. I did good on the theory. I could tell you the theory of it, but did I do good at actually putting it into practice? The word to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Well, right now, God uses me to teach the word, and he uses me in a great way. I see it. It's from him, and it's a true word that he gives me. It's a true word that God gives me, but am I doing it in practice? Am I being a doer of the word? Or am I just being a hearer only? Am I just, you know, talking a good game but not being able to walk in what God has given me? Well, this is where my test is now. Well, God says to me, Helen, trust me. You're not your own source. You're not your own. And one of the major problems I used to have is I always like to have money in my pocket. I want some money in my pocket. I don't want to. Want to go with no money in my pocket. But God said, I got everything that you need. I got it all. And it's all in his hands. So now he's calling me to rest. He's calling me to rest in him, in his provision. He's my husband, my Ishai, my husband, my source. He said, I'll take care of the widow. Yes, that's the theory of it. He says it, but I got to trust that he will take care of me. So I thank God and my family and our household. And I have to cast down every vain imagination. Any visions of me sleeping in a car, any visions of me being homeless, I rebuke that in Jesus' name. And he said, you cast that down. That's not yours. He said, I'm going to take care of you. I laugh because when those kind of come up, it's not a laughing matter. Those kind of things come up, God has to tell me, Helen, you trust in me and in my word. Have I not been faithful to you? And then the last thing in the apostle, this is, you know, he said about the preacher's closing. This is the last closing. He said to me, I kept hearing these words that prosperity is the elementary thing of the anointing. It's the elementary thing of the anointing. And God says, you stand on my word in Romans 8 and verse 32. I gave my son for you, and how would I not also with him freely give you all things? I'm your provider. I'm your Jehovah Jireh. I'm your El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one who's more than enough. And I will take care of you better than your husband Joe did. Better than you could do on your own. So I praise God. So this, as I close, I ask you, Minister Shaylin, I know you hear my heart's cry here today. I'm here, and I just thank God. I ask for your prayers. And I ask you to pray for me as we go off the line. Thank you so much for your testimony today. I thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Amen. You are in California, right?
Not right now. I live in Memphis now.
Okay, Memphis. Okay. Well, we're going to send the angels to Memphis tonight, Lord. I just want to pray right quick because I do hear your heart. I do hear your heart. And, Lord, you know, you call us as leaders. You use us. But at the same time, Lord, we have our own struggles. We still fighting. I know the people on the outside see us and we look so perfectly made up and we look like everything's going just nice. But that's our ministry. That's what we have to do because we are ordained to be out on the front to help our community, to minister to the broken, to minister to the ones that are sick. But, Lord, we also need to be ministered to. We also need somebody to speak into us. We also need somebody to just listen to our heart because we have struggles too. But we know, Lord, what better vessel to use is the one that's not perfect. And we are not perfect. But we know that you are with us. And I thank you from Florida to Memphis. Send your angels. From Florida to Memphis. Hope she could feel my arms reaching out and hugging her right now, Lord. From Florida to Memphis, Lord. Sometimes you just send the babe out to speak, to refresh, to let her know his will is being done.
Yes, Lord.
I hear the Spirit say, don't second guess. Stop second guessing. Don't second guess what he have told you to do. Fear do not live in you. You have overcome fear a long time ago. Pick up your bed and walk.
Hallelujah.
It's done. And his son that died on the cross for you and me is done. Love you.
Love you.
Amen.
Thank you so much. God bless you, woman of God. God bless.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Pastor Price. And thank you for praying, Sister Shana. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I saw you, Ministry Lane. Where are you? I'm going to open up your line. Ministry Lane? Are you here, Ministry Lane?
Amen. You know I'm on the East Coast.
Okay, and it's getting late.
God bless you, Minister Shana. Your testimony and your heart has really blessed me and encouraged me. And what I was hearing was, you know, just your continual yes in the Lord, as you pushed on and as you continue to push on, and that's encouraging me to just go forth and not ask God how, but just to give him a yes. I don't know if this is the season for the lawn season, but God is doing so much. He's calling me to also to do things on the lawn, or just outward things. And you know, my first inkling is, well, it'll come after the yes. Then it's like how, but when we bring a how, you know, it that's a open door to, you know, for the enemy to come in and say, oh, you can't do this. So, you know, just hearing you go forth in your circumstances, well, it's not your circumstances, but the circumstances that's around you, because we're in Christ and we're seated in heavenly places. So just to move in the environment that's around you in faith and trust in the Lord has just really blessed me. So I just want to say, ask God to continue to strengthen you, continue to lift you up, continue to meet you in the areas that only you and him know that needs to be met in, and that all your needs will be met, both physically and spiritually. And God bless you, and good night. And blessings to Pastor Mom and you, Apostle, and all the ministers and those that are in Christ that's on the line. Blessings. And good night.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I want to give you a moment if you want to say something else, Sister Shana. Did you want to say anything?
No, ma'am, you're good.
Okay. Amen. Thank you, Minister Elaine. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for staying up so late. God bless you. Get some rest. Amen. And now we have Minister Carey from St. Louis. Hallelujah. Welcome, Minister Carey.
I want to say good evening to everyone, Pastor Mom and Apostle Kizzy and everyone. Sister Shana, your testimony is just really great, how the Lord has provided the things that you need for ministering to all the people that you touch. And I know they are well blessed, not only with the items, but also with the love that you share for them, the love that they feel that comes from you. I thank God for you, even how you persevere. Like you say, you keep pushing, you keep persevering, and how he strengthened you through all those things, even though your trials, you're still pushing forward. So I like everyone, I just thank God for you, for him to continue to strengthen you. And I know he will supply those things that you need, that he has a place for you to move wherever he has. And you're yes to him, no matter where he's sending you and how you just keep going. So I've really been blessed with it. And again, thank you again for sharing for us. It really encouraged our hearts even to continue to say yes also.
Thank you so much.
Amen, Minister Carey. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing and just blessing the woman of God. Thank you so much for that. Have a blessed night. All right. Praise God. That's all the number one keys that I see pressed. If you have your number one key pressed and I don't see you, send me a text. Hallelujah. Okay, here's I didn't know she was on the line. A friend of mine, Dr. Leslie, said, please tell her to apply to Good 360. Have you heard about Good 360?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay. Have you done anything with them?
Haven't done nothing yet. I haven't done nothing with them yet.
Okay. She said it used to be giftinkind.org, and it provides all sorts of items to nonprofits. Amen.
Thank you.
Okay. So she texted about, almost an hour ago, and she said she had to go to sleep. But Matthew 5:16 in action is what she said. So praise God. It was good to have her on tonight.
Yeah, we
see. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's all the number one keys and the text that I see tonight. So, gosh, It was wonderful. And I felt like tonight was a wonderful time of sharing and just, you know, hearing your heart, hearing what the Lord has said to you. And and I'm getting a text in now from Minister Rachel. It says, very encouraging. And I guess, you know, we could say that tonight, very, very encouraging, you know, from the Lord, you know, including your storm sermon. That was really good, too. Praise God. So, amen. So we're going to get ready to close tonight. I want to talk about Get 'Em Radio. And I'm going to talk about Get 'Em Radio and what is going on in the next week or so on Get 'Em Radio. And then we'll be back to you, Sister Shana, to give closing remarks and closing prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, all right. So today is Thursday. Our next broadcast for on Get 'Em Radio will be this Sunday. At 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, and that will be the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom will be speaking on this Sunday. And her, when she speaks, she says the word speaks for itself. Praise God. Amen. So you'll be hearing her on this Sunday, and she'll be wide awake this Sunday. Hallelujah. 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Praise God. And she's done so well tonight. I praise God that, you know, we work together even when we're here, just me, Pastor Mom, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. On Monday at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. And it's called Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. And God has really gifted her to be able to dig into the Word of God and to pull out those golden nuggets in the Word of God. And this month, the month of July, every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, she's going to be teaching about multiplied miracles. Hallelujah. So it's good. Amen. It was good last week. Hallelujah. And I know that it'll be good because God usually shows her another facet of the word that sometimes we don't see just automatically. So I love to listen to the Bible teachings through her. Now on Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Glory to God. And we pray in tongues. Hallelujah. We have four volunteers that pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time. And then after that hour is up, then we have interpretation of tongues. And so it has been no less than miraculous. We have seen bona fide miracles during this Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Hallelujah. It's, you know, the last miracle just happened so quickly and just so profoundly, you had to kind of look and say, really? That was a miracle, really? Yes. So, amen. So if you have an opportunity on Tuesdays at 2 p.m., it's just it's life-changing to come together and pray in tongues, and the Lord meets us there in an awesome way. So Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. If you would like to be one that will volunteer to pray in tongues, all you need to do is just text me, and we'll put you on the schedule to pray in tongues. Praise God. Now, this Wednesday will be July the 14th already, and this this Wednesday is the second Wednesday of the month. So every second Wednesday of the month, we have prophetic healing. And prophetic healing is what happens is that the Lord reveals to us ailments that will be healed before the broadcast begins. He'll let us know what ailments will be healed. People call in, and what God reveals, he heals. Glory to God. And we have Elder Philip Harkey with us and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. And God does miracles. Hallelujah. Really, people get really healed. You know, we've had people call in as far as London and got healed. Hallelujah. On the broadcast. So God is reaching out and he is touching. So, you know, set your cell phone alarm. Hallelujah. Call somebody up. Let them know somebody going through something. They need to be healed. Meet us on this Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we are planning on having not only the Hawkeyes and myself praying, but we plan on having more people from the healing community that we've been a part of, you know, in the past, the St. Louis Healing Ministries. Some people from that ministry will be with us, our traveling healing ministry will be with us. So it's going to be supercharged, powerful on this Wednesday. Amen. So tell somebody. Don't let people just sit around and suffer. Have them to call in because the healings, they are flowing quickly as well. And they're holding. Praise God. Amen. Now, next Thursday, we'll be back here again, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, with our very dear sister, Shayna Poole Jones. Hallelujah. And so we're looking forward to being with her again on next Thursday, and we're going to hear some more. All that she's going through, you know, we can't do that in 15 minutes, you know, a half an hour interview. Praise God. She has a lot to share, and I just know by the Spirit of God, not only is she sharing, but there's an impartation that's going on. There's lots of confirmations that are going on. And God is using her to even strengthen those who are going through what she's going through or about to go through what she's going through. And those who have been through what she's going through and about to maybe go through it again. Amen. And so I believe it's very important to hear what the Lord is saying through this precious woman of God. Amen. So she's going to be with us. And so for the next two Thursdays, we're going to still talk some more about keep pushing and grab and go. So on the 15th and the 22nd, we're going to talk about that some more. She's doing so much, and so we want to hear about that. And then on the 29th, Sister Girl is going to preach. We got a little taste of that tonight. Hallelujah. I was just sitting here just smiling. Had to put my mute on so I could say, glory, glory, glory. So, amen. I know that God has given her a word for the 29th. Amen. And so we're going to look forward to hearing that as well. Now, we're going to have her come back with closing remarks and closing prayer. And I want to say again, her Cash App is $ it Ms. I think it's M. It's M S P O O L E Jones, J O N E S. So Miss Poole Jones, and the Miss is M S P O O L E Jones, J O N E S. So you can give to her or seed into her personally through that with Cash App. You can also seed into Keep Pushing via Cash App, $ Keep Pushing Inc., I-N-C. So it's K-E-E-P P-U-S-H-I-N-G-I-N-C. Amen. You can also go online to www.keeppushinginc.org, and that'll get you also into more information about what's going on there, how to pledge, how to sew, and then it tells some more about grab and go. And there's also a grab and go GoFundMe. Amen. Hallelujah. So you can look that up as well for those of you who are the Lord's just touching your heart to sow. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's it with Get 'Em Radio. And so we're going to go back to Sister Shayna Poole Jones. And we're going to hear closing remarks and closing prayer. Hallelujah.
All righty. Oh, Lord. You know, I'm going to close out because I was sitting here as I was listening to you, listening to everybody, and, you know, I'm really still, you know, thinking about this storm down here. And I really just want to say, what are you birthing during the storm? That question came out so strong. What are we birthing during our storm? I mean, I just want y'all to take that away. If you're still on here, I just, you know, just sit back during this week till we meet again, because I'm going to think about that myself. What are we birthing during the storm? And I think I talked about last week, a lady told me, she put on Facebook, because I was just talking about something, and she said, you know, when she's here, keep pushing, she's thinking about a birthing process.
Amen.
And so when I just heard that, what are we birthing during our storm? That's powerful. But, Lord, I thank
you. It is.
I thank you because it's clarity. You know, I really believe this is a season that people need to know that we could birth some mighty things during the storm. You know, we got so much. If you watch the news, so much is going on. People are dying. Buildings are collapsing. Another sickness is coming around. You know, heat wave coming. It's raining. It was snowing in April. And so much is going on. You know, the government say, yes, we're going to not evict you. Yes, we will evict you. We got food insecurity. You know, but God said, what are you birthing during a storm?
Mm. Mm.
You know?
Wow.
Let's go in the delivery room. Let's birth some stuff. It's time for us to take back, you know?
Mm.
We had a whole year, the buildings was closed. But that's when we was birthing for my soul.
Mm.
So God want to know, where are you birthing? Where are you pushing out? But I would say, God, I thank you. I thank you for this night. I thank you for the day Apostle pulled up on me. Because Lord know, she don't know, but Lord know, I was wondering when this platform was going to come. I was wondering when underline what people can't see, the seeds that been planted in me.
Mm.
And Lord, I just thank you. Because as I speak, you speak through me, and I'm still learning. And just as you just asked me, what are we birthing? I ponder.
Hallelujah.
I ponder. Because there's so many things we can birth during the storm. When I was a little girl, I used to say, let me just touch the hem. I know I'll be healed.
Mm-hmm.
We used to sing, there is power, wonderful power in the blood. Lord, I'm still not healing tonight. Somebody needs to be healed. Physically, mentally, emotionally, financially. I send out healing. During this storm, we're going to birth. We won't lose sight. We will walk on water. And we know your love is greater than it all. Your love. Jesus, I thank you for this new divine circle you have put around me. I thank you for the elders. I thank you for just letting me know that I can keep pushing.
Hallelujah.
Well, we birthing, Lord. Somebody needs to just know that you're there. Somebody just needs to hear from you, Lord. Somebody just needs a touch from you. Somebody's at the end, and they just need to know. That you're there. Lord, I ask on tonight that you continue to shine. You continue to let the wind blow. You continue to let us know it's done. It's done. And we're going to praise you. Praise you through the storm. We're going to praise you through any obstacle that comes our way. Even if we wake up in the morning, we have a flat tire. We're going to shout, Lord. We're going to give you glory. If we wake up in the morning, they call and say, the bank account is on zero. We're going to shout, Lord. We're going to give you glory. Because we know it's done. And I'm grateful. I thank you for Apostle. Lord, I thank you for Apostle. She planted some heavy seeds. And Lord, I thank you because I'm going to water them. Thank you for every pastor, every minister, every elder that been on the call tonight. I thank you for the family because we all family. We all are lifting one up. We all are giving strength to each other. I feel a heaviness, but it's not a heaviness of sadness. I feel a heaviness of joy coming out of my spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
I feel a heaviness of joy coming out of the spirit. We love you, Lord. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm hearing a little here in my spirit as we close. The Lord brought back a word, and the word was, we're like doctors in a maternity ward. All we have to do is catch the baby and cut the cord. We're like doctors in a maternity ward. All we have to do is catch the baby and cut the cord. And he said that to me in reference to souls being saved, souls being born again, souls being birthed into the kingdom. And the harvest field is white. So many people have been getting saved recently. I just, step out my door, sometimes not even out my door, people are getting saved all over. The harvest field is white. So we're going to end tonight even with the prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes, Lord.
And then Romans 10:9 lets us know exactly how to be saved. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So all of us, whoever's listening, if you're not saved, this is your time to get saved. If you are saved, this is your time to learn how to make sure that everybody around you is saved, because they're going to come to you and say, what must I do to be saved? And you can say, yes, we'll pray a prayer together. And so repeat this prayer after me, this very simple prayer that is awesome, that is life-changing, that takes people from death even to eternal life. To me, dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Forgive me of all my sins. To my heart, come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know for sure, saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are saved. You are born again. Hallelujah. It's as simple as that when you put your whole heart into it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he loves you so very much. And we thank you, Lord God, that we just commit and commend them to you right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for filling them with your precious Holy Spirit and with power, and even with the evidence of speaking in tongues. We thank you, Lord God, that they're protected under the shadow of the Almighty, even right now, in the name of Jesus. And we bless your name for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And we invite you, hallelujah, we invite you to be a part of the body of Christ, to go to a Bible-believing church, and we invite you to come to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Wherever you are, you can call this number, 516-418-5699, on Sundays, 11 a.m. Central, hallelujah, 12 noon Eastern. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your covering. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank you all for coming tonight, for being with us. We praise God for our very dear Sister Shana Poole Jones. Hallelujah. Cover her, Lord God. Cover her. Keep her. Refresh her. Renew her. Revive her, Lord God. And we thank you for touching her as only you can tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. And just drawing her so close. We thank you, Lord God, that there's things going on in her life, and I'm just led to say whatever is wrong, Lord, we thank you for making it right. Hallelujah. There's some things that were going on and going in a direction. They're cut off now completely and totally in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then there's so many wonderful right things that's going on even in her life, Lord God. And we thank you right now for taking those things, dedicating them, setting them apart for your use and for your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for this vessel of honor, for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. of the night, everyone. Love you. God bless.
Y'all tell the people.